from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Bills, their kind of final 53, waivers. No one claimed on waivers. No one picked up on waivers. So not any movement since the final 53, but we'll talk to Sal about it and about comments from Brandon Bean. I saw you talked, the media spoke with Joe Andreessen as well. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's better than Joe Andreessen saying his favorite player was Matt Milano, right? Like, what a moment that was.
My goodness. No doubt. I mean, I asked him the question. I thought he would say something. You're thinking Joe grew up pretty much in the drought, right? I mean, when he's a younger kid. And I would think he'd, you have a Stevie Johnson, a Ryan Fitzpatrick, a Fred Jackson. I don't know. Name some defensive players during the drought. Some nice defensive players.
Give
me a good defensive player. Kyle Williams. There you go. Might have been a little early for him. But yeah,
that's right. That's right. I'm going too far back.
And then he goes, recently, Matt Milano, and I know he's my teammate now. That's kind of funny, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that just says that Matt's old, I don't think so. I'm kidding, because he's 30 now, but I bet you when Matt heard that, he's probably like, come on, man, really?
Yeah. He has been here a sneaky long time. He was here in 17. I don't know if he would have been his favorite player then. It's one of those things where, like, He's 24 years old, Joe Andreessen, Sal, and, Milano is here when he's a 17-year-old. So I guess it's not that far away from this, but generally I feel like your favorite players are when you're, 10, 11, 12? And, hey, not every Bills fan can just eat as easily, look back on that time and have a favorite player because the team was bad for a while.
Right, I think if I got this right, he was a Trench Trophy finalist in 18. So his right around his juniors and senior year would have been when Matt would have been here and the Bills started to get better and good and broke the drought. So that would make sense, though, that would have an impact on you, especially at linebacker, right? So yeah, right, though, guys. It was a fun answer. It was good for Joe. The other fun answer from him was, Joe, who was your first phone call to when you make the final 53? And most people are going to say, I called my mom or I called my dad. He's like, well, I didn't have to call my mom or dad because I'm sitting at home when my agent called me. So that was kind of funny, too. You're like, oh, yeah, he's actually sitting with his mom and dad when he gets informed. So that was pretty cool. He said he called his girlfriend after that.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So nobody picked up on waivers, Sal. This is a win for the Bills in one way. But in another way, there have been years past where the guys that don't make the Bills make other teams. In this case, nobody got claimed out there, which, of course, it's not hard to spin as a positive in the Bills' eyes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they get back all the guys. In fact, everybody signed to the practice squad yesterday was a person who had been on the team, who had been released. So they get everybody back. Anybody who was claimed, they wouldn't have been able to do that. Yes, that's true. However, I mean, this is the first time in several years, guys, I think 5 or 6 years, the Bills did not have one player they released claimed, which might speak to where the roster is compared to those years. But a lot of it's just fit. The teams look around the league, what they want. I mean, how many guys were actually claimed? I think there were 26 total players claimed. It wasn't a ton anyway. So it's not like every team lost players here and there. And some teams, like the Tennessee Titans, lost multiple players. Do we think the Titans roster is stack? No, not necessarily. A lot of times it just comes down to fit, position. But yeah, I mean, it is the first time in several years the Bills had no one claimed. And then the Bills didn't claim anyone. Now, I haven't seen yet, and generally it comes out maybe today. Maybe it's out there already. Like, if what claims were put in that did not actually transpire because someone else got a player. We don't know if the Bills put in a claim right now for somebody, but someone else in the higher waiver priority got that person and got that player. But the Bills did not wind up picking up anybody. The Carolina Panthers, remember I told you guys yesterday, it doesn't reset. Like I said, if the Carolina Panthers want five or six guys, they're going to get five or six guys. I never actually thought they'd get six guys. I mean, come on. They grabbed six guys, which is fine, and that's how they're going to reset their roster a little bit. The Carolina Panthers claimed six guys off waivers to kind of supplement their roster, and those guys go right on the 53.
Yeah. Who was the guy, Sal, you think the Bills were most happy to get back on the practice squad thinking they could get poached? Because I know Bean talked a little bit yesterday about Daquan Hardy, and I'm guessing he would be one of the names on this list.
Yeah, I think you have to look at guys that they'd like to develop, guys that they'd like to bring back. Who did they bring back who are rookies? And Daquan Hardy stands out. He's the only draft pick who didn't make the team in some capacity. Travis Clayton did as a he's on IR, right? Yep. He's on IR. But I think you look at those guys. I also would say that, you know, I think to me, Tyrell Shavers was probably the last cut line there for wide receiver. You'd probably be really glad to get him back because you put some development in him, you like what he has, and maybe he's right there to kind of take that next step. I think even K.J. Hamler for the return ability. Think about what's going on in the return game, guys. Now you have another guy there, though, a return man. If it doesn't go the way you want it to with Brandon Codrington and you're not quite ready with Daquan Hardy, at least you have K.J. Hamler also there. And then the last one I'd say is Kingsley Jonathan. I think just because the depth, he's a good player. And he was claimed last time. He's put time in this league. Kingsley is, remember last year, guys, the Bills played the Raiders and Max Crosby had like nothing on the stat line. And it came out afterwards that Kingsley Jonathan was like the Max Crosby for the scout team that week. He gave such a good look to the offensive line. He did everything. He literally said he studied every movie, like how he puts his hands, everything, to give them a good look. Those are guys that are really valuable to your club, and he can play. And I thought that he had a chance to still be on the roster. But while I'm on him, by the way, something I learned yesterday when we went out to practice. So the Bills had a roster exemption for Travis Clayton on the as an international player. Like, they'd have 17 practice squad players just for Travis Clayton. But then Travis Clayton went on IR. Well, they didn't lose the roster exemption. They just get another international player. Well, because the rules have changed as far as defining international players, Kingsley Jonathan qualifies. So Kingsley Jonathan, because he was born in Nigeria and he came to the United States at 16 years old and he didn't play more than 2 years of high school, there's all these qualifications. He actually qualifies as an international player. So the Bills will actually designate him as their one international player exemption on the practice squad, which actually means they still have one more spot they can fill.
All right. So on the, just conceptually on practice squads, you know, COVID changed a lot of the world. It also changed practice squads, how big they are, how they are used.
Yeah.
Like, this almost feels like 10 years ago, you would not know who's on the practice squad, and you would not care, right? It's just guys. And now... Yeah. It is a bit of a, it's almost like the minor league system to a degree, like an AHL. Guys get called up to play sometimes for the Sabres. The Kingsley Jonathan is going to play games, and Tyrell Shavers is probably going to play games for the Bills this year on the practice squad. And that's a big change for the NFL in the last five.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5 years.
For sure. It's a good point, Jeremy. And, you know, obviously the difference is in the AHL, as you know, like they would be on a different team. They're there all week. They're practicing with the team all week. They know the game plan. If they have to go in, if something happens during the week with an injury, they got a guy they can say, okay, we're going to elevate you. Generally, what happens is how it works is they go in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're told, like, hey, here's who's getting elevated this week, because the coaches are already putting together the game plan. Here's what we need against this team. Here's where our health is. This guy's hurt, so we're going to have a guy from a practice squad. So they're going to say, hey, for example, let's take Kingsley, for example. Hey, we're a little banged up at defensive end. You're going to be elevated this week. So for that week, Kingsley actually will practice with, you know, the defense. If not, and you're going to be on the practice squad, you're basically giving the scout team look. So Mike White, let's say third quarterback, if he's the third quarterback, he's going to give the scout team look most of the week, you know, to the Bills. But you're right. People care more. They pay attention more. There's a lot more information about everybody out there, and I think that's part of it. These people have been with their team, 90-man roster for the most part, and that's why people care as well, because you've learned about them. You've gotten to know them a little bit, but it has changed quite a bit, you know, over the last several years. There are still rules about how many you can have who are veterans in the league with so many years of experience and things like that as well that go along with it. But everybody the Bills signed yesterday, every single one of them, were players that were with the team on cutdown day, essentially.
The day before they signed Mike White, is that the distinction there, Sal? Because I was going to ask about him, Bean talking about him. And also, we opened about funny comments that Joe Andreessen made. One of the funny comments from yesterday was Mike White, you know, talking about how a piece of his rib is still on the field from when he took the Matt Milano hit.
Yeah, first of all, like, nothing was official until yesterday. You couldn't actually, when the report came out about Mike White, that was just, they were going to sign him. They can't, nobody could have made any deals until 12 p.m. yesterday, right? You know what I mean? So, like, that's when it became official. When the Bills put it out, when we saw Brandon Bean at 2:30, they released the list, like, just before he came out to us so we could understand it and talk to him about it. Mike White's on that list. So they went through and everybody got signed at once. Nobody was allowed to sign. Even though he was a free agent, I don't think he could actually put pen to paper. Either way, the point is, the difference was, he didn't have to be waived. He had a choice to make. And we asked him, why did you choose Buffalo? And, you know, and how quickly did it happen? And, you know, he just said it was a good opportunity to come here and, you know, be a part of an organization. He's, you know, he's admired, obviously, but bigger for him, the speed of it. That told me a lot from the Bills side more than anything, guys, which is the Bills wanted Mike White really quickly. He said he got released by Miami. He drove to Tampa. He said he got home, and right away his agent called him, and then Brandon Bean called him. They said, yeah, okay, worked it out. And then he said that Josh Allen sent him like a couple eyeball emojis or something. And, you know, and of course, right, in typical Josh fashion. So they were ready. And to me, that just tells me that the Bills had to get someone quick that they could rely on to believe in, to come in here, learn the playbook, know the playbook, in case of Mitch Trubisky, which we learned yesterday. They still are very unsure on Trubisky's availability next week. So that's why they had to move past here. And yes, he said it's the hardest hit he's ever taken. He hopes he never takes another one that hard. And joked that one of the conditions of signing with the Bills that he could not have in a locker next to Matt Milano.
Is, by the way, any part of it you think that he was on the Dolphins? Like, I feel like that gets said a lot, like intel on other teams. And we've asked you this, I'm sure, in the past. But do you think any element of him being here, or any value even of him being here, if it wasn't the sole reason, is that he'll help them for week two against the Dolphins?
Absolutely, I think so. Now, I don't think the Bills are making their decision based on that. But it's not just, like, it's not intel necessarily. The Dolphins can change a lot of things. But I think about this, Joe. To me, I really look at it this way. It's a short week, right? They have to turn around in 5 days. They're going to get like one day of practice in. Who better to really run the scout team and show you what the Dolphins might do in a very crunch time than the guy who was just there for the last 4 months, right? To me, it's about getting ready a scout team quarterback that can kind of go out there and say, oh, this is what they're going to do. This is how they run their offense. Now, it doesn't have to be audibles and play calls. Those things can change. Sure, you can help with that. I just think it gives them a little bit of extra resource to prepare for the Miami Dolphins on a short week.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
He'll have the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show coming up 10 o'clock today. 1 week from the NFL season opener, Chiefs and Ravens, from a little place called Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
A night
Tirico
game.
And Collinsworth
in
that game?
I believe so.
Okay. It's a fine, good opener, right?
Yeah. The Thursday night schedule, I mean, two pretty good games to start. You've got the opener, Chiefs-Ravens, and then Bills-Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then week three is Patriots-Jets. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, yeah. A little bit of a drop-off there.
If Drake May's playing that game, then that's not that bad.
But. You're watching a little... I saw you over there watching a little bit of Dan Orlovsky breaking down Drake May.
Yep.
And
basically, the play he was breaking down, it was a play in the preseason where he made the wrong read. Like, by what the coverage was, he should have gone to the slant. And he made a throw that he probably shouldn't have made, but it worked out because of his arm. And the guy scored a touchdown.
And
but had someone else tried that, it might have been a pick six.
Okay. I want to keep saying this as a Drake May fan. Who does that sound like?
Allen?
I'm telling you.
You better be careful. You've compared Will Levis and Drake May to Josh Allen in the same show.
I am definitely guilty of the thing where, like, this young quarterback has shades of Josh Allen. But what Allen has accomplished, you know, the landscape of the league has changed from an athleticism standpoint at the position. More guys are athletic. And arm strength matters.
Yeah.
And who's going to be the next Josh Allen or close to it? I just think May has one thing that Allen does, which is, whether you want to call it an underappreciated ability to, when he's coming into the league, like when the Bills brought Allen in, we were not expecting him to jump over linebackers and run through people. And now he just does that. And like, oh yeah, that was always there. And I think May has some traits that are, I'd like to have if I had a young quarterback.
Yep.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Our thanks to Sal Capaccio. You can... coming up on next Thursday, you can join Sal. He'll be at he'll do the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. That's the 5th, a week from today. From 10 to 12, stop by, say hi, grab a Paul's Donut while supplies last, score some WGR 550 swag, and enter to win Bills merchandise courtesy of Northtown. No purchase necessary. Northtown Automotive, an official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. See you September 5th at Northtown Kia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.